Title: U.S. Imposes Sanctions Measures Targeting Myanmar Military Government. Content: On February 1, 2021, the Myanmar military overthrew the country's democratically elected government and installed an army general as head of state, with a cadre of military officials and their allies running the government. On February 10, 2021, in response to the Myanmar military coup, President Biden issued Executive Order 14014 entitled Blocking Property with Respect to the Situation in Burma? EO 14014 or the EO. 1. That EO targets members of the Myanmar military and government and threatens sanctions on parties that provide support to persons and entities sanctioned under the EO. On March 8, 2021, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of Industry and Security, BIS, added 4 Myanmar entities to the U.S. entity list. BIS also moved Myanmar from Country Group B, subject to lesser export controls, to Country Group D, 1, subject to significant export restrictions. Finally, BIS imposed military end-user restrictions on Myanmar, see here. Currently, there is little U.S. trade with, or direct foreign investment in, Myanmar. However, the sanctions may create risks for Asian businesses that have slowly re-entered Myanmar in the past decade as the country opened up under democratic rule. As with many U.S. sanctions, the jurisdictional reach of the U.S. dollar will create the greatest exposure to foreign financial institutions dealing with Myanmar. Additionally, the European Union has added sanctions on Myanmar in response to the military coup. Scope of EO 14014: The EO authorizes sanctions on foreign persons determined to operate in the defense sector of the Burmese economy, or any other sector of the economy, be responsible for or complicit in, or to have engaged or attempted to engage in actions or policies that undermine democracy in Burma, threaten its peace, stability or security, limit or penalize the exercise of freedom of expression or assembly, limit or penalize access to print, online, or broadcast media, or the arbitrary detention or torture or serious human rights abuses of any other person, be a leader or official of the military or security forces of Burma or its government on or after February 2, 2021, be a political subdivision, agency, or instrumentality of the government of Burma, including the Central Bank of Myanmar, be a spouse or child of anyone whose property is blocked pursuant to the EO, have materially assisted, sponsored, or provided financial, material, or technological support for, or goods or services to or in support of anyone whose property is blocked pursuant to the EO, and be owned or controlled by, or have acted on behalf of the military or security forces of Burma or anyone whose property is blocked pursuant to the EO designations under the EO. Since the issuance of the EO, the Treasury Department, in consultation with the State Department, has designated individuals and entities that have played a role in the coup or are closely associated with the current Myanmar government. 2. In particular, the designated entities are those in Myanmar's gem industry that are controlled by the military, which include 1. Myanmar Ruby Enterprise, 2. Myanmar Imperial Jade Company LTD, and 3. Kankri Gems and Jewelry Company LTD. To date, the Treasury Department has taken a narrow approach to its designations, targeting only those individuals and entities with close links to the Myanmar government. However, the EO grants broad discretion to the Treasury Department to designate entities outside the military context. Thus, it is advisable for companies to periodically monitor the designations for potential impacts on business dealings in Myanmar. Myanmar entities placed on the entity list, as noted above, BIS found 4 Myanmar entities to be acting contrary to U.S. national security or foreign policy interests, and placed them on the entity list. The entities include the following: Ministry of Defense, Ministry of Home Affairs, Myanmar Economic Corporation, and Myanmar Economic Holdings Limited. As a result of their placement on the entity list, BIS will review license applications under a presumption of denial, i.e., BIS will likely deny any license application for export of items controlled under the U.S. Export Administration Regulations, the EAR, destined to one of those entities. Additionally, no license exceptions will be available for the listed entities. Myanmar listed under country.